Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Ascari Dasso. Give you an update on the Virginia Prison of Conscience movement. I want to say thank you all for tuning in, listening, to check to see what we're doing and staying informed with what Virginia Prison of Conscience is and being interested in our events and our activities. Before we get started, man, I want to say thank you to everybody who participated in the conference call on November the 12th. I want to give a special shout-out to my man Hassan Shabazz, Infinite Allah, Jerry Mendoza, The Cure Shabazz, and Margaret Breslow. Thank you all for participating, and we'll be doing more calls in the future. We got a lot of feedback. It's all been positive, and we really appreciate you all. We're working now to get the recording up so that those who missed it can hear it. It's very important information, and so please stay tuned for that. We're going to follow up immediately here at the institution, Augusta Correctional Center, with a couple of rallies on the yard. We're going to have one Saturday at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have another one Sunday at 2 o'clock. And these rallies are specifically to try to get guys to get more family members involved, because we have a couple of projects that we want to get involved in. One in particular, we want to have a rally in Richmond at the time that the General Assembly is meeting so that we can begin to voice our concerns to the newly elected delegates and the senators that are there. We think that these people have an obligation to represent all of Virginia. It's all of Virginia wants criminal justice reform. There's been plenty of studies to show that. We talked about that Sunday. And so we want them to be in tune with their citizenry and not only work in the interest of corporations like they have done in so many other aspects of our society. And we want them to begin to change their criminal justice philosophy. And we have to do that because the power is not with the politicians, but with the people behind the politicians. A lot of people have been asking, following the conference call, what it is that they can do. So I wanted to kind of address that, give you a few things that you could do right now, talk a little bit about that before I move on into another subject matter. First, you can contact your state representative. Meaning, you know, whatever region you're in, whatever district you're in, contact your delegate, contact your senator, write them a letter, make a phone call. Hell, go down to the office if possible, if it's right there in the area of your phone. Have a conversation with them about criminal justice reform. Talk to them about the parole, the no parole law in Virginia. Talk to them about the 85% laws in Virginia. Talk about the racial disparities. And find out, you know, how they feel about them and talk to them about changing it. Talk to them about the fact that, you know, you are witnessing that this is impacting your community in an adverse way and that you would like to see different things happen. You would like to see a new philosophy, that people were elected, and there's, you know, in a change in the General Assembly, that people want to reflect the sea change in ideology that's happening in Virginia. Specifically, number two, you can check with Senator Jennifer Wexton and let her know that you support Bill HB 825. That's Jennifer Wexton from Leesburg, Virginia, and let her know that you support Bill HB 825. And HB 825 is a citizen hearing bill for guys who were unfairly sentenced between 1995 and 2000. I talked about that at the conference call about Fishback. And there will be a summary of what the Fishback issue is and the new Fishback rule and the old Coward rule and how they juxtapose one another. But let her know that you support HB 825. Contact Delegate Charlene Hearn. Charlene Hearn out of Alexandria, Virginia. Let her know that you support HB 2087, which is a citizen guideline amendment bill. This makes it to where judges can be held accountable when they sentence guys outside of their guidelines. They say, over 75% of the people in the Virginia Department of Corrections have been sentenced outside of their sentencing guidelines. Basically, they have been over-sentenced. That needs to change. Delegate Charlene Hearn is trying to change that with HB 2087. So we ask that you contact Delegate Charlene Hearn to Hearn out of Alexandria, Virginia. Also, there's a Senator Joseph Lindsay. He's out of Norfolk. Excuse me, Delegate Lindsay. He's out of Norfolk. We're asking that you contact Delegate Joseph Lindsay and let him know that you support HB 1655, House Bill 1655. That is also a citizen guideline bill that changes some of the language in the in the statute. So we want to let Delegate Joseph Lindsay, Delegate Charlene Hearn, and Senator Jennifer Wexton know that we support the bills and their initiatives, and that we're going to back them 100%. You can contact Jennifer Wexton at district33@senate.virginia.gov. That's district33@senate.virginia.gov. You can contact Delegate Charlene Hearn at delegate@delchearing@house.virginia.gov. That's delchearing@house.virginia.gov. And you can contact Mr. Lindsay at delindsey@house.virginia.gov. That's delindsey@house.virginia.gov. So that's two things that you can do. A third thing that you can do moving on is you can begin to get educated. There are a lot of things that are taking place in Virginia with Virginia's criminal justice system that affect you all that people just aren't even aware of. The closing of prisons, the construction of prisons, the warehousing of prisoners, the ineffective reentry programming, the abuse of prisoners' rights. There are so many things that are taking place right here in Virginia with the criminal justice system that so many people just do not know about. Educate yourself. Learn about what's happening with guys being unfairly sentenced between 1995 and 2000. Learn about the fact that Virginia locks people up longer than every other state except for the state of Florida. Learn about the fact that Virginia is one of the few states who haven't corrected juveniles being sentenced to life. That has been considered torture by the United States Supreme Court, and yet Virginia hasn't figured out a remedy for the guys that they have sentenced to life in prison who were juveniles when they committed their crimes. So there are a lot of things that need to be checked on with Virginia criminal justice system, and it needs to be critiqued by the citizenry, the people who are paying for it, the taxpayer, you. And so we are asking that you get educated. You begin to get educated by staying in tune with Virginia Prison of Conscience, but also go to End Mass Incarceration in Virginia on Facebook. Check our posts out. We're constantly updating information about what's happening inside the system, how it affects you, and how it is that you can help. So that's End Mass Incarceration in Virginia on Facebook. If you listen to this, you're probably already aware of coalitionforjustice.wixsite.com. You can also follow me on Free Ascari at Twitter. And you can also follow my Facebook page at Ascari Donso on Facebook. And fourth and lastly, what I suggest that you all do, one of the things that I think is very revolutionary, is develop a political relationship with the prisoner. And so one of the ways that the state has been very effective in neutralizing the criminal justice movement, the mass incarceration movement, is been able to render us an invisible population, place us out in these rural areas, and make it hard for people to see us and contact us, and create a stigma around prisoners and relationships with prisoners that make people reluctant to want to get to know a prisoner. The idea that prisoners are manipulative, that prisoners are aggressive and angry and shiesty and con artists, is one of the ways that they are able to get people to somewhat disassociate themselves from us. We're saying that one of the most revolutionary things you can do is to develop political relationships with us. The way that you do that is you begin to write us. You have to go to jpay.com, find a prisoner. We'll be beginning to list prisoners on our DAPOC blog that you can contact. But find out about different prisoners who are political. Become friends with us on jpay.com and set up a relationship where we can begin to talk about political issues, how it is we can work together, how it is you can get more informed about the issues that we face. That is a very important thing. In order for us to be successful, we have to become one and see ourselves as one. Recently, moving forward, I wanted to talk about a couple of current events in the news. To give you a different perspective, I was looking yesterday at the news and I seen a guy named Wilbur Jones who was released after almost 50 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He was arrested when he was 19 and he's 65 years old. And I was thinking to myself, that is, first of all, a tragedy. Because a man spent nearly 5 decades in prison for a crime he didn't commit, so he basically was a slave in the modern era. And it's not the same thing to look at that, but he's only going to be recognized for a short period of time in this news cycle. He'll be thought about maybe a day or two, and then he's left stuck with picking up the pieces of having spent the last 5 decades in prison. I know a guy who Infinite Allah, who spoke on the conference call, who's going through a similar situation. He came and he was 15 years old. He's 47. He's been in 32 years, and he's trying to make parole. And his circumstances around his crime are questionable. But even with that being said, he's been in 32 years. He's a completely different man by 47 than he was as a boy at 15 years old. And the fact that Virginia doesn't allow a person to redeem themselves after such a long period of time, we have to question, what does this say about the state of Virginia? Because our representatives ultimately represent us. So we can't be shocked at all by things happening in places like Louisiana with Wilbur Jones, although that is a tragedy. But can't be at the same time shocked at all by the numerous people who are trapped in Virginia's prison system under the same circumstances. Another current event that I thought was interesting was the situation where hundreds of people, thousands of people, hundreds or thousands, regardless of what it is, protested on behalf of Meek Mills, the famous hip-hop star, who got 2 to 4 years for violating his probation. And again, while that is an over-sentence and a ridiculous sentence for a crime that happened 10 years ago, and he didn't bring a new crime back, this happens all the time in Virginia, man. You have guys who get sentenced. The way that they do it is they give you time over your head. You get a suspended sentence, is what they call it. And then when you're free, if you come back on a violation of your probation or parole, you can get the entire sentence. So if you have 20 years sentence suspended, 15 years sentence suspended, you come back for smoking marijuana or absconding, you missed your probation visits, you can spend the next 15, 20 years in prison. This is absurd. You know, this is happening right here in Virginia. And so Meek Mills is over sentenced. There's a lot of guys who are over sentenced outside of their guidelines that we just spoke on with the Charlie Hearn bill and the Joseph Lindsay bill. People who have been given 20 and 30 and 40 years when they shouldn't have gotten any more than 5 and 10. I mean, this is happening. Virginia locks people up longer than any other state except for Florida and the United States. This is where we are. This is a new Jim Crow state. And so we have to begin to ask ourselves, you know, are we complicit through our silence? Are we complicit through our ignorance? You know, have I helped build this, allow this institution to be built by me not paying attention? Have these people built a neo-slave system on my watch with my money without me paying attention? A lot of people have to begin to question that. And so, you know, ultimately I want us to begin to start looking at things from a more broad perspective, particularly when we're talking about Virginia's criminal justice system. I want to leave with two things. I want to emphasize two things. First, I want to go back to the four things I said that you can do immediately, which is contact your state representative, contact Senator Jennifer Wexton, Charlene Hearn, and Joseph Lindsay. Get educated about the system in Virginia. And lastly, develop a political relationship with the prisoner. Very important. Very important. Develop a political relationship with the prisoner. I want to leave you with some words from my man Huey P. Newton. And I know a lot of people may have their own ideas about the Black Panther Party and Huey P. Newton, but I think what I'm about to read from Huey is very important. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a break, call back in because my phone calls are limited. I'm going to call back. And we're going to discuss very, very quickly something Huey said that's very relevant today about the two types of prisoners that exist in the prison system. Peace.
Thank you for using GTL.
One time. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics, acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon.
shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga. The time is now.
One mic.
Okay, we're back. So I want to pick right up where I left off with a piece. This is a piece right here from my man Huey P. Newton concerning the two types of prisoners. There are two types of prisoners. The largest number are those who accept the legitimacy of the assumptions upon which the society is based. They wish to acquire the same goals as everybody else: money, power, and conspicuous consumption. In order to do so, however, they adopt techniques and methods that the society has defined as illegitimate. When this is discovered, such people are put in jail. They may be called illegitimate capitalists, since their aim is to acquire everything that society defines as legitimate. The second type of prisoner is the one who rejects the legitimacy of the assumptions upon which the society is based. He argues that the people at the bottom of the society are exploited for the profit and advantage of those at the top. Thus, the oppressed exist and will always be used to maintain the privileged status of the exploiters. There is no sacredness. There is no dignity in either exploiting or being exploited. Although this system may make the society function at a high level of technological efficiency, it is an illegitimate system since it rests upon the suffering of humans who are as worthy and as dignified as those who do not suffer. Thus, the second type of prisoner says that society is corrupt and illegitimate and must be overthrown. The second type of prisoner is the political prisoner. They do not accept the legitimacy of the society and cannot participate in its corrupting exploitation, whether they are in the prison or on the block. The prison cannot gain a victory over the political prisoner because he has nothing to be rehabilitated from or to. He refuses to accept the legitimacy of the system and refuses to participate. To participate is to admit that the society is legitimate because of its exploitation of the oppressed. This is the idea that the political prisoner does not accept. This is the idea for which he has been imprisoned. And this is the reason why he cannot cooperate with the system. The political prisoner will, in fact, serve his time just as well the legitimate capitalist. Yet the ideas that motivated and sustained the political prisoner rest in the people. All the prison has is a body. What I wanted to speak about in relation to what Huey just said is this. The Virginia Prison of Conscience identifies that the system itself is built on the idea that we deserve to be exploited simply because we may have committed crimes or simply because we are poor and we are in situations where we cannot afford a certain type of legal aid, a certain type of defense. Because what we see all the time happening in front of us is that people who have similar crimes are treated differently based on how much money they can spend when they go into these institutions, these courts. And so what we want to say is that those of us who recognize this, who know that a lot of times we have been given an unfair sentence, we had an unfair trial, we fight these post-conviction cases and we use post-conviction remedies to no avail. We know and understand that oftentimes it's the result of our poverty, it's the result of our race. We know that particular groups of people in society are targeted with drug wars and crime wars and wars against terrorism, things of that nature, while other people do the same thing. But because they support the system and see the system as legitimate and they have the finances and the means to be able to purchase a certain level of justice, they do not get attacked in the same way. They get benefit of the doubt. This is what I wanted to speak about the Virginia Prison of Conscience. We are those political prisoners that Huey speak about. And because we are those political prisoners that Huey speak about, some of us have suffered some of the most inhumane treatment. Some of us have suffered passive-aggressive forms of torture and punishment. And so we take a risk. But we believe that ultimately what's happening to us is what's happening to working class people out there in society all the time, every single day. And that the same thing that's happening to us can happen to you. I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow morning at 9:30 that will be aired here on the same blog with a friend of mine, Roger Fetris, who's been in here over two decades, and he's an innocent man. And we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow. But what I've learned about so many innocent guys being put in prison who are actually innocent is that can happen to anybody. anybody out there who's innocent can be locked up and charged and get falsely accused and locked up by this state. Just like you have people who are wrongfully convicted, meaning squeezed into taking pleas for crimes that they didn't commit, even though they may have committed one or two crimes. They're squeezed into taking a plea for three or four crimes because the prosecutor might have trumped up six or seven charges on them and scared them into thinking they may get life when the crime didn't really deserve life. It might only deserve 5 years. Well, you're pleading to charges you actually didn't commit. That is also a wrongful conviction. And yet this only seems to happen to people who can't afford the best attorneys. You know, who go into courtrooms and are sentenced by juries of their peers. You know, this doesn't seem to happen to them. So I am a political prisoner. I am a prisoner of conscience. And there are many of us in the Virginia prison system who are political prisoners, prisoners of conscience. And we need to develop political relationships with you. And we need to understand that this may be maximum security, but you all out there minimum security. So with that, I want to say hotel, peace. Follow me on the Scary Donso at Facebook. You can also follow us on End Mass Incarceration in Virginia on Facebook. Also, check me out on Free Ascari on Twitter. And stay on the coalitionforjustice.wixsite.com blog site. You can also go to jpay.com. My state number is 1108-900-1108-900. Develop a political relationship with me. Yehovah. Peace.
Thank you for using GTL.